The time has come. The kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent. Believe the good news. Jesus came to proclaim the kingdom of God, and that's what he did throughout his public life. Now that phrase, kingdom of God, or kingdom of heaven, is found 122 times in the four Gospels. Jesus himself uses it no less than 90 of those 122. Establishing the kingdom of God on earth is his vision and dream for the human race. It's the central theme of his preaching. He preached on nothing else, little or nothing else. It's the message in most of his parables. Most of his recorded sayings are about the kingdom. His table conversations center on it. His miracles, the great healings, and everything else he does serve the proclaiming of the kingdom. Now, of course, as we all know well, there was a time when God's kingdom filled the entire visible universe. This was before Adam rebelled. There will be a time once again when God's kingdom will embrace the whole earth. That will come about when Jesus comes again and in Paul's words puts all things under the Father's feet. Then he will make all things new, and we will live in the new heavens and the new earth where righteousness, holiness dwells. When Adam, representing us all and incorporating us all in himself, rebelled against God, Satan stole the authority that God meant us to have. Satan, he's real. Pope Francis speaks about him frequently. Satan spread darkness over the earth, and we became the slaves to decay. So it is that John declares in his first letter, the whole world is in the power of the evil one. The whole world. Satan is the prince of this world. He rules his kingdom and oppresses us with sin, suffering, sickness and disease, demonic onslaughts, and death. God foresaw that this would happen. He planned from the start to restore his kingdom. And from the beginning, he chose Jesus to be king in that kingdom. Again, John in his first letter, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Old Testament prophets teach that there are three factors in the return of God's kingdom to the earth: a war, the land, and a leader. A leader who is descended from David, who is anointed with the Holy Spirit of God. Sisters and brothers, this prophetic word is true, but of course it has to be interpreted. Palestinian Jews in the first century AD interpreted it politically. For them, the kingdom was Palestine. The war was one in which the Romans would be ousted and the Jews would become truly free. The Messiah, or anointed one of God, was the general who would lead them to victory in war. All believed he would be their ruler, but they were wrong. This is not what the kingdom of God is all about. So we need to ask, what is the truth? Jesus is the Messiah. Yes, no doubt about that at all. There is a war, but it's not against the Romans. It's against Satan. We see something of it in the Lord's victory over the devil in the desert. We see it again when Jesus heals the sick. He healed that woman who's bent double and declared at that time, "And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" We see it again in his casting out of demons. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 28, he exclaims, "But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." The Holy Spirit teaches us in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14 that Satan had the power of death. Our Lord dispossesses him by restoring the widow's son, Jairus' daughter, and Lazarus to life. The most grievous hurt the enemy inflicts on us in this war is sin. Sin is the greatest evil that can afflict any of us. Jesus forgives sins and frees people from their guilt. He says to the paralytic, let down through the roof, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven you. He says to the woman taken in adultery, has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again. Jesus reverses the curse on nature and demonstrates man's lost dominion over the earth. Miraculous catches of fish, calming the sudden storm on the lake, multiplying food, changing water into wine, are examples of this. By dying and rising from the dead, Jesus set God's kingdom up once and for all on earth and dealt a death blow to the kingdom of darkness. Just before his passion and his death, he exclaimed, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men, all women to myself. Listen to the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul in Paul's letter to the Colossians. He, as God the Father, he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The kingdom of God doesn't extend here and now to what it was before the fall, but inevitably it will. It just has to be worked out in time. It was set in motion when Jesus died and rose again. Now let me explain this by making a parallel with an event in World War II. Historians tell us that once the Allied forces invaded Europe, as they did on the 6th of June 1944, that was the end of Nazi domination. Now, it didn't happen all at once. It took another 11 months, but it couldn't fail to happen once that landing was made and secured. Jesus declares, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. But he also teaches us to pray, Father, your kingdom come. The kingdom of God is present, but it's also in the future. The kingdom of God is in the heart of every man, woman, and child who is truly loving. Those of us who are truly loving persons are in the kingdom, but the kingdom isn't fully realized in us yet. It will be, and in the entire universe too, when Jesus comes again, when we rise from the dead, clothed in our own proper bodies. St. Thomas Aquinas says aged about 30, which pleases me no end, but the young people in the music may not think that's so good. And the world will be made completely new, like springtime, eternal springtime, morning. In the meantime, Jesus calls us to live out his final instruction to us. Before he ascended into heaven, Jesus commissioned us to go out and to proclaim the good news to the whole creation. There's a lot of bad news about. Jesus summed up who Satan was in two words, really, or two statements. A liar from the beginning. This world is chock full of lies. Just look at the media, advertising. Not too much truth there. Hard to get the truth from anything or anyone. A murderer from the beginning. No doubt about that. Thousands upon thousands of abortions. War throughout the world. The people who have been condemned to taking drugs and die because of it. AIDS. So many death-dealing instruments. Satan, a murderer from the beginning. The kingdom has come, the kingdom is still coming. Paul summed up his whole work of spreading the gospel as preaching the kingdom. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 20, he exclaims, the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. And the power in question is Holy Spirit power. It is Holy Spirit power to convert people to Jesus and to bring them into the kingdom of God. And you all have Holy Spirit power. After all, you've all been baptized and confirmed. You all have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. Let him out. Let him out. If you don't know how to do that, see Father. See Father Bonnie and ask about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. In John 20, the Lord's word is, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. Now, whom did he say that? Well, if you read the gospel, it says the 11 faithful apostles. But who are those 11? They sum up the church. Our scripture scholars, Protestant and Catholic, both tell us that when the apostles are mentioned as a group, the 12 before Jesus died and rose again, the 11 afterwards, that's the church. You and I are the church in this place. So Jesus has sent us to give the Spirit to people, to bring them into the kingdom. Mark 16, and there the Lord's word is, go into the whole world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Those who believe and are baptized will be saved. Those who do not believe will be condemned. He then names five signs, and among them is this: in my name they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Now, that's not just for special people. That's for everyone. As often as we pray with the sick and the Spirit heals them, then the kingdom is established just that little bit more. On Easter Sunday night, the Lord exclaimed, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. Who's the you? Me, you and me. Nobody else. Just us. He breathed on the 11 and declared, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. As often as we are released from personal sin, so much more firmly is God's kingdom established in our hearts. And the more we battle against and vanquish social sin, the sinful structures in society, the more is the kingdom of darkness repulsed and the kingdom of God built up. Father, glorify thy name. Let thy kingdom come soon in all its fullness. Thy will be done on earth now as it is in heaven. Amen.